you're here. Fellowship sweeter, knowing you're near.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, Memorization Monday. It's January 27th, 2020. But wait, there's more. We had a birthday yesterday, Marianne.
Oh, whose?
An 80th birthday.
Oh.
The radio servant's birthday was yesterday.
Your birthday was yesterday?
Oh, please don't mention this.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
80 years young.
I would have brought a cupcake with a candle.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm pretty bad at that.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
At least I'm consistent.
That just makes me feel so old.
Oh, no.
I gotta tell you. Yeah. I don't feel old, but just the words.
Yeah.
80!
Yeah.
Goodness gracious!
This is Herb Ketchum talking.
Radio servant.
We never introduce anybody anymore.
Yeah,
we just start talking.
Well, I thought as soon as I said the radio servant, most everyone will know because, Herb, you've served in and through this radio ministry. Let's see, if we're 24, getting near 25 years, about 26 years worth, because he was helping even before we went on the air, and probably even helping long before that through prayer and counsel and his wisdom, and he assisted throughout the Urbana 93. So let's see, Urbana 93. So 93,
that's going
2003,
way back.
2013, add another 7. Wow, you had like 27 years.
Yes,
so.
Yes.
You didn't know you tuned in for Math 101.
Yeah, that's right. And many have heard the story, but it may bear repeating.
Well, you're going to.
Yeah. So here we go, everyone. So sit back. We'll get to our verse in just a minute, but it's a blessing to have Herb in the studio with us. In fact, I should wait to share some of this testimony for future days when those 15 other stations will be airing Mark and Friends, because I want to make sure I introduce you to all the listeners throughout Springfield and Bloomington and Lincoln and Decatur and Whitehall and Beardstown and everything in between.
But I was just going to say, when you said everybody knows who Herb is, it's true. All the regular old timers and everybody that's been around, but somebody just tuning in this morning for the first time wouldn't know. So we have the wonderful Herb Ketchum.
And
here,
he got the name the Radio Servant. And I'll let you tell some of that story, but how 20-plus years ago God put it on his heart to assist. So before we get into our verse, tell a little of that story, and then we'll see what great verse God's going to put on our hearts and minds today.
Well, just real briefly, I had an addiction problem back in the 80s, and October 16th, 89, been a day or two ago.
Yeah. The 80s.
There was a retired pastor introduced me to the Lord Jesus Christ for the very first time.
Praise God.
And at the time, were you a firefighter with the University of Illinois?
Yes, I was. Okay. Yes. And that just totally changed my life. And I was sitting at the fire station one day and had the radio on to a local Christian station. And I heard this voice, and he was wanting help because Urbana 93, a missionary conference, was coming up real soon, and he was in charge of all the things like parking cars and setting up and things like that. And he was needing help. And I thought to myself, Lord, are you telling me you want me to call him? And the answer was very different, yes. So I called Mark, and he and I talked for a half an hour or more. And he said, why don't you come over to my office here and let's talk a little further. And so I did. And that was the beginning of our relationship. And it was shortly after that, Urbana 93, the Lord made a very definite statement to me one evening. Mark has a ministry. And Herb, I want you to assist him. And I told, the next day, I told Mark about this. And he says, I don't have ministry. I said, oh, yes, you must.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. You must have, because the Lord told me you did.
Wow.
But that was the beginning of our radio ministry together. And we put WGNN together first out at Fisher. That worked out so great. Then we put WGNJ on the air, and that was a challenge as well. Mm-hmm. But it was real good because it actually had more about the local area than the first station that we put on. But since then, it has grown tremendously.
Yep. And when Herb initially met up with me and started sharing, well, God has told me to come alongside and assist you in whatever. And I'm, you know, I love volunteers and I love helpers, but I'm like, well, I'm not sure what I can offer other than the Urbana experience. And then Herb helped and did a number of things.
Well, that changed.
And I had a number of, like, team leaders. Yeah. And so we had to assemble 18,000 packets, and so there's a distribution team. There were all sorts of different volunteer activities, driving speakers around, parking, assembly, and room setups, and so many different things. But when that kind of ended, that's when God launched the radio ministry, basically with Dave and Lisa Dunn and their father, Dr. Bruce Dunn, saying, hey, we need a Christian radio station in this area. And then Dr. Bruce Dunn basically says, Mark, I think you should go up to the Moody Bible Institute and talk with the Moody Broadcasting Network. And so that kind of got launched. And lo and behold, Dick Van Zandt. Well, there's a lot of the story.
Yeah, there is.
I'll save some of this for the next month or two when we get to include our whole family of stations in on this conversation.
Yeah.
But Herb, from the very beginning, how can I help?
Yeah.
And really got tagged the radio servant, I don't know, in that first year or two, because he did everything from running errands to radio announcements to lugging something from point A to point B to overseeing and supervising the building of the tower out in the Fithian location to helping build the studio at our original Fisher Foosland Tower site. Those walls are still holding strong. Herb, I was there the other day, and everything you can imagine in between, you know, from putting filters into transmitters or assisting with fan motors to flipping switches to do a backup generator to just about everything you can imagine. So that's been, what, 25, 26 years now. So
yes, it is.
He's been tagged the radio servant.
Well, I remember like 5-6 years ago when I was starting to volunteer and then work here that your name was like the name. If you wanted to like get something done or call someone. And I remember the Ivan Parker concert. I was working with Jim Gunther and CJ on getting things organized and so forth. And you had just handed me this, here's Herb's number. You had to go out of town.
Yeah,
you're like,
yeah.
Here's his number.
Well, I was glad to do it, but please understand, don't give me the credit. The Lord told me,
well,
you come alongside and you help him.
Isn't that the best, though?
I know.
I mean, you know, for someone in my position that loves working with volunteers, that loves to do projects, that somebody comes up and says, how can I help? And God put it on his heart. So it was like, hey, it's a win-win for me.
Your story falls into two distinct categories that are both accurate in this case. One, you did hear from God.
Yes.
And two, you really came alongside. You did what you were told.
Yes, I tried very hard. I'm not sure how good a job I did.
Oh, you did great.
Everything's still holding together.
But, we built studios and in the beginning and put up antennas.
You had a trip or two all the way out to Quincy, Illinois to pick up power supplies or transmitter motors, or, you know, you think of 25, 26 years of serving in various ways, to helping out with English conversation classes, you and Marge, mm-hmm. to singing with the singing men, which there's setup, there's tear down.
Yeah.
There's
a lot more that goes into that than people realize.
Delivering Prime Lifetime's papers and different
we could just sit here and spend the entire rest of the time talking.
And I should say, Herb represents many of you that tune in also, because so much of the work of this radio ministry has been done through volunteers these many, many, many years.
Yes.
And so Herb just happens to have done just about everything points in time. So,
well, I want to say one thing right now, Mark. I want to say thank you for allowing me to be here on this day. And it is truly a pleasure to tell about the station, the history. And this is just the beginning of what I want to tell you.
Hmm. Oh, we're going to run out of time. I tell you that right now.
Well, I'm thinking Testimony Tuesday is tomorrow, and now that Herb's 80 years old, I've always said...
He didn't ask him to announce that.
Well, I have always said, or I've at least said for a number of years, that if you want to live a long life, you volunteer with Great News Radio, because like Max Norman, who volunteered into his 90s and still is great and a delight to talk with, and Pete Springer and Daryl Stalter and Jim Fowler and just so many of the volunteers.
There's just so much going on you don't know.
Have lived well into their 90s. So, Herb, yeah, I'm expecting another good 10 years out of you at least.
Oh, that's real kind of you.
Yeah, that's okay.
Well, I hope to be around in another 10 years.
You bet you will.
Well, we have a special verse on this memorization Monday. And, Herb, we're going to already maybe commit to you returning tomorrow, because I also know you have a story. I think it's called the Ragman story or something.
Correct.
Because we didn't even touch on your prison ministry experience.
And, we could go 4 weeks with that.
Yeah. So Herb could fill up this whole week. But being Monday and memorization Monday, Psalm 55:22 is a special one that I hope you'll memorize with us this week and keep front and center in your mind, and we'll listen to points of application. But Psalm 55:22 says, "Cast your cares on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall."
That's one that has just touched my life recently. It's become a very favorite of mine, because, you know, there's not a single one of us that hasn't had some deep cares, some deep worries, some things that have really touched us deeply. And that really has happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
You see, my lady of 51 and a half years passed away November 5th to be with Jesus.
She is.
She left me here by myself. No, I shouldn't say that like that, because I've got some beautiful children that are taking care of Daddy. But it is an experience that it's a heavy load. Mm-hmm. It truly is. I've had to cast my cares to the Lord to help me through this special time.
Mm-hmm.
And He will always sustain you. And He has sustained me.
Yeah.
He's given me strength and courage to go on day by day.
You know, I think that you're saying this morning, it's a witness to me, but I think it's a witness to a lot of people. I think there's somebody that just needs to hear that.
Very definitely.
Yeah.
Like I said, this is just not me. There's a lot of people who have experienced the same thing, or will experience the same thing.
Yeah. I think it's Tony Evans that preaches a message, and I'm sure other pastors have also referred or referenced or can identify, but either you're in the midst of a storm, or you're coming out of a storm, or you're going to be entering into a storm.
Yes.
And it's the same with this verse, "Cast your cares on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He'll never let the righteous fall."
Mm-hmm.
You know, casting your cares on the Lord, the cares can be a host of things. You know, it could be work pressures. It could be miscommunications, and so there's personality conflicts. It could be, you know, demands on your time, your energy, your efforts. It could be the cares for your children, you know, maybe walking away from the Lord, or things about your spouse. I mean, there are so many cares. I mean, every day is filled with various cares.
Yeah, that's kind of what he writes about here, Robert J. Morgan. So should we read that?
Sure.
Okay. "Cast your burden on the Lord, and He'll support you. He'll never allow the righteous to be shaken." John Fletcher is known in history as the godly vicar of Madeley, but in 1755 he grew deeply discouraged. On Thursday, January 23rd, he felt so despondent he almost gave up hope. "Having continued my supplication till near 1 a.m, he told his diary, "I then opened up the Bible and fell on these words, 'Cast thy burden on the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He will never let the righteous be moved.' Filled with joy, I fell again on my knees to beg of God that I might always cast my burdens upon Him. My hope was now greatly increased." This verse has often done the same for me. I recall learning it during my sophomore year in college while despondent. My roommate, seeing my low spirits, showed me this verse, and it immediately struck a chord in my heart. I memorized it and have loved it ever since. In Psalm 55, King David was distressed. A handful of people were causing him problems. We don't know if this is strictly personal, since David was, after all, a human with all kinds of emotions, or if it involved national security, since he was also head of state. In either case, he had a handful of enemies, and one of them, a close friend and ally, had betrayed him and gone to the other side. David was devastated, and that's what occasioned this psalm. See verse 1 through 3 and 12 through 14. Whether it was personal, political, or both, David knew that a wound this deep had to be given over immediately and irretrievably to the Lord. See verse 16 through 18. Regaining strength, he ended Psalm 55 with this exhortation to us: cast your burden on the Lord, and he will support you. An ancient Jewish rabbi was carrying a heavy load on his back when he joined an Arabian tradesman on his caravan. Looking at the rabbi, the Arab said, "Take your burden and throw it on my camel." The rabbi later used that incident to illustrate this verse. When we can cast our cares upon the Lord, we're taking off our load and throwing our problems and worries onto his back. And here's an interesting piece of history. This verse was the inspiration for a great German hymn by George Neumark. I'm sure it's not said George. It's G-E-O-R-G. One that should be known by every Christian in the world: "If thou but suffer God to guide thee." Or, as the newer hymnals put it, "If you will only let God guide you." If thou but suffer God to guide thee, and hope in God through all thy ways, he'll give thee strength, whate'er betide thee, and bear thee through the evil days. Who trusts in God's unchanging love, builds on the rock that naught can move. And here's a quote from the author of that beautiful song, George Neumark. "God hears the call of those in need, the souls that trust in him indeed." And if you ever want to read some interesting stuff, read about George Neumark. 1600s.
Yeah, that's what you're saying. Yeah. Like his bearded, I mean,
he's
that
amazing.
Old 1600 look.
Yeah, intriguing poet, composer, intriguing life.
"God hears the call of those in need, the souls that trust in him indeed."
Yeah. "Thou but suffer God to guide thee."
That's deep.
Yes, it is.
That's deep.
That whole hymn is deep.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, very definitely.
Well, Herb, we opened up the program with you talking about some of that transformation that was taking place as somebody was sharing Jesus with you. And we'll continue that tomorrow on Testimony Tuesday. But this verse, "Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you," I think you and many of our listeners can feel at ease casting our cares on the Lord, because when we learn of his divine nature of loving us, of caring for us, of being merciful and full of grace, we can trust our cares, our burdens, the weightiness of life's hurts and disappointments to a loving God.
That's so very true. And this is so important, because we need a relationship like this. We need a relationship with the one that gave us life. And if we don't have that, when these things come along, we're lost. We're lost. We're hurting. We don't know where to go. But if we can stop, think, and then get out on our knees and talk to him, it's amazing the release that he will give us.
Yeah. You know, years ago, it used to upset me when people would say, "Cast your burden on the Lord." I'm like, I'd look at the cross, you know, you look at Jesus bleeding. I'm like, I don't want to cast this burden, this junk. He's taken so much already. I don't even want to do it to God the Father. He's like done so much for us. He's put up with so much. Why do I want to cast more? It just felt so wrong to me. And then I finally was convicted. God's saying, do it. He's saying, hand it over.
Yes.
You can't handle all this.
Yes.
Hand it over. And it's you're right. It's so freeing.
Yes, it truly is.
He can handle it.
Losing a spouse after 51 and a half years, and raising 8 children.
Yeah, together, yeah.
Together, and going through the turmoil of raising mm-hmm. that many children.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. It's unbelievable. I couldn't have done it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Without his help.
He can
without
handle
his help,
that's right.
It would all come apart.
Yeah, he can handle it.
Yeah. Well, that's the beauty that God is holy, he's righteous, he's loving, he's caring, he's all able. He doesn't change. He's immutable. He's worthy of our respect, our trust, our surrender, our worship. And we can cast our cares on him. I was thinking about what you said, Marianne. You know, gosh, hasn't he suffered enough on the cross? All the weight of all sin of all time. And sometimes I do kind of feel like my sin added that weight. You know, if mm-hmm. he's up there and it's like more weight that's pulling, you know, the nails, and I really personalize it, and I feel really ashamed. But he does request or demand or command us. He says, Jesus is the only way. You can't mm-hmm. rid yourself of sin outside of the complete finished work that he did. And he is able, but he did that because he loved us. And that's, gosh, if we could just take that in, how much God loves us to take all that sin, present, past, future sin, and bury it for us.
Yeah.
Have you ever thought about something? Have you ever thought about someone loving us as much as he does?
It's interesting you're saying that.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
I've been thinking about it. People are talking about, you know, we're working on the February edition of the paper and Valentine's and love. And it's been coming really strong to me, Herb, what you said.
So, Herb, we're going to have you back tomorrow for Testimony Tuesday.
We're
going to hear about the rag man, a story that you've shared in prisons as God has led you. That's kind of a unique story, too. We'll share that again tomorrow. So be sure to tune in again for Testimony Tuesday on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. And take to heart, God loves you. Cast your cares on the Lord, and he will sustain you. He will never let the righteous fall. Psalm 55:22. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Herb the Radio Servant Ketchum with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
Come ye sinners, poor and needy, weak and wounded, sick and sore, Jesus ready stands to save you, full of pity.